It is time for the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up, joined on the phone right now by Carlene Ray. Carlene, thanks for your time. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me. How have you been lately?
Yeah, no problem. I've been doing well. Carlene, I want to ask you about your new song. Always exciting, releasing new music, and you have a brand new one. I love this one called Red Wine and Good Times. Can you tell us a little bit about this one, kind of how it came to be written?
Yeah, for sure. This one has been such a fun release. I've had really great feedback from this song so far. People really seem to be enjoying it, so I'll take it.
was this a song that you kind of had the title for a little bit? And what was the writing process like for this one?
For sure. So I came up with like the song concept and title first and kind of went off that.
Okay.
I wanted a fun song to kind of represent like the classier summer times, I suppose you could say.
Yeah.
So the setting is mostly around a campfire at the lake, just enjoying a few glasses of wine. And I think the first verse kind of represents that the most. By getting ready to leave and drive up to the lake, I wrote all of the lyrics and melodies myself, and then Matthew Stinn at Rainy Day Recording here in Saskatoon actually wrote the music and produced the tracks for me. So I've worked with Matt for about 2 years now, and he was really able to articulate my sound and vision for this one, and I'm just so grateful for the team of talent that worked on this song with me. So
I love it. I love it. It's a great song, so congratulations with the new music. Again, joined right now by Carlene Ray. What's this year kind of looking like for you? Are you playing some shows? Are you continuing to write? What's kind of the rest of 2022 looking like for you?
It has been a busy year. It's already certainly flown by. This summer's been so busy with my oldest is out of school for the summer, and we just had a baby in March. So they're definitely keeping my days pretty full. So I've unfortunately not had a chance to get any shows together this summer. Just been trying to focus on the family. And my past two releases with Dizzy and then this one, Red Wine and Good Times, throughout the summer, as well as my upcoming one. So that's pretty much taken priority for me this summer. Yeah.
That's very true. So congratulations with the additions to your family. And yeah, absolutely. That would take up all your free time. So yeah, it's good. It's good to see some live music return here this year. Hopefully you can get out playing some shows here pretty soon. I want to kind of ask you, I guess, looking ahead, I mean, when you do play or sing and perform this song for the first time, or even looking back when you've played songs, like let's say you sing and perform a brand new song for the first time, what are those emotions like for you? Are you nervous playing a song for the first time? Do you ever get maybe, I don't know, forget a lyric here or there? How does that work for you? And what are the emotions like playing a song, a brand new song for the first time to a live audience?
Yeah, well, I actually did play this one at a show last June, opening for Cody Prevo. So this song has kind of been on the back burner for quite a while, but I did get to play it last summer, and it was a lot of fun. The crowd really responded to it. I actually met a woman after performing it, and she was like, "That song about wine, I love it." And I'm like, "You know what? It'll be out really soon for you." So it was really great. Everybody loved it. So it's just a fun song to perform. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to get back out there again, but hopefully very soon. So
yeah, and I guess those reactions from fans when someone comes up to you after the show, maybe a meet and greet or just comes and finds you after show and gives a positive feedback, that must just kind of make it all kind of worthwhile, all the hard work and everything that goes into it. That must be a really rewarding experience when that does happen.
Absolutely. As like a songwriter and I'm writing all my own lyrics and everything, when somebody takes the time to let me know that they enjoyed it, it just makes my whole world very happy.
That's awesome. So. And I do want to ask you about the lyric video as well, because that was just released here, I want to say a week, maybe more than a week ago. How did that all come together with the lyric video? Cause that really works well and goes really well with the song, and it's just really well done.
Thank you so much. Yes, I made the lyrics video. I had plans to do a music video for this song, but unfortunately just circumstances didn't make it possible. So you know what? I said I'm going to try and make a really fun lyric video that's as close to a music video as I can possibly get. So I sat down, I put my brain to it, and I worked on it for about 2 or 3 days and put that together. So
that's awesome. It really came out well. Again, it's a great song. Carlene, thank you so much for taking some time to chat today. Congratulations with everything going on, the new addition to your family, the new song, all the awesome stuff that is happening, and I'm sure we'll catch up down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.